This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Morgan Mead from Paused Care of Montgomery County. Morgan, welcome to the program. How are you today?
Hi, Tobin. Thanks for having me on.
Not a problem. We are here to talk about Paused Care because Paused Care has got two big events coming up. First off, it's been a while since we've talked about Paused Care. Tell me a little bit, and our listeners, about Paused Care and what you do.
Well, Paused Care is affiliated with Montgomery County Animal Control, and what we do is we work with the animals that are placed at Animal Control. We find them homes, or we transport them to no-kill shelters throughout the area, sometimes out of state even, to anyone that will take these animals to give them good homes. We're willing to do what we can to get the animals out of Animal Control. We raise funds not only for adoption and transportation, but we also pay for certain shots and medical treatments. Anything that the animals would need, we try and take care of and go above and beyond what Animal Control can provide.
And basically, I'm assuming you're trying to find animals' homes, basically the dogs and the cats, correct?
Mm-hmm. Or dogs and cats.
Dogs and cats,
yes.
Okay. You mentioned the shots. What vaccinations do you help out with?
We do some of the parvo shots. Animal Control will do up to 6 months, and then we pay for after 6 months. So when the dogs are adult, we will pay for the parvo shots. Sometimes we do heartworm. We try and take care of everything that we can to get the animal healthy and adoptable.
Okay. How hard of a process is that to, let's find a home for a stray dog or a cat to keep them around or whatever, out of the cages, out of the control facilities? How is that an easy process?
Oh, no. We have our rescue chair, Amanda Daniels, and an officer, or a member, Tara House, who work day and night in contact with PetFinder.com, local rescue facilities, and they are constantly on the phone, emailing, trying to find the best homes that we can. Sometimes it can be hard because mixed breeds, we're not sure what they are, and then we do the best to identify them, and then we can find certain rescues that will take breed specific. So it's a very hard process, but we have a very dedicated group. So we've been very successful so far.
And you mentioned the efforts, though, not only the emails, if I'm not mistaken, Facebook, too, because there's quite a bit on the Facebook, too, correct?
Yes, we have a Facebook page. And then what we do is, like myself, I have a personal Facebook page. Mm-hmm. So I take everything off of Paused Care's Facebook, share it onto mine, and then ask everyone that I have to share it. So we spread, I did the math one day, and it was over 250,000 people that we can reach by Facebook. And that's a whole lot. I mean, we can go out of state, across the country, and I know people that are willing to transport that far or to drive that far if they want this particular pet.
It's amazing. If you have over 300 friends and you put something out like that, that there's a dog that needs a good home, it's amazing how fast that message can spread around.
Yes, Facebook has been a great tool for us to get word out about animals because we can put a picture with it, a description, and then likewise events that can just be spread even through people who aren't our friends on Facebook, who haven't liked us yet, or my friends will share it to people I don't know. So it can really reach a lot of people.
Now, tell me a little bit, because Paused Care has a couple of big events coming up this month. Mm-hmm. Due to time constraints, let's talk about the event you have coming up on the 12th first. So what's going on December 12th?
Okay, on Sunday, December 12th at Ace Hardware in Hillsboro, we will be doing pictures with Santa from 1 to 3. We just ask that you bring your dog on a leash, or you can bring a cat also, and that no animals come that have contagious illnesses for the safety of the other animals that will be there. We're going to have Sam Whitlow, who is a friend of Paws and a friend of mine who helped me when we started this about 10 years ago. He will be our Santa. One other member is going to be dressed up as an elf. And from what I've heard, there will be dog treats and candy canes for the pets and people that come in. to visit.
And there's no, the only thing is that the animal has to be, the cat or the dog has to be healthy to participate?
Yes.
No age requirement. So if you're dealing with a kitten that's a little, hasn't been tamed yet or whatever.
We'll work with it. We'll do whatever we can. It's only $5 for the print, and you get a decorative holiday frame with it. And then all of that money goes to benefit the animals affiliated with Paws Care.
That's outstanding. And the other event that you've got going on here is the
Tree of Hope.
Tell me a little bit about the Tree of Hope and what this is.
Okay, well, the Tree of Hope, we actually have two, one in Hillsborough and one in Litchfield. And it's a tree that's set up so that you may come in and decorate an ornament in memory of someone, either a person or a pet. And I said present or past, so you can put it in honor of or in memory of anyone in your life that maybe was an animal lover, or if you've had a pet that has passed away and, you know, you like to do something in honor of that pet, or like we did, all four of our dogs and our cats each got their own ornament. It's $4 each. You can just write their name on it, or if you want to bring in a picture, we can decorate the picture and hang that on the tree. We are also accepting cat toys, cat beds, treats, food, anything that you would want to donate. We actually have a wish list on our website, which is www.mcpawscare.org, of things that we would need. So, you know, on that list, you can bring anything in there. The trees are located at Russell Greenwood's American Family Insurance Agency in Hillsborough, which is downtown across from the Moose. And then the other one in Litchfield is at A&D Electric, which is over by New Wave Communications and Aldi's.
In the new facility over there. So great locations and a great idea, because if you think about it, in honor of a pet, and this just sticks in my mind, if someone loses a pet, that is almost like losing a child.
It is.
For certain people.
Yes, our family is expanded to our pets. They are family, so...
Tell me a little bit, Paws Care, as we've got a little bit of time left here. How are things going with Paws Care? Are they going fairly well?
Yes, things are going really well. In October, we started planning and getting everything together, and early November had our first major fundraiser, which was the pasta dinner down at the Hillsborough Moose, and it was a great success. And I'm very thankful to everyone that helped. Businesses that donated to put on the event, and of course everyone who attended. It was a wonderful turnout, and it really showed how the people of Montgomery County kind of come together and to support us for what we do for the animals in this area.
So things are going well.
Mm-hmm.
And as we come to a close, the event, the Pictures with Santa event on the 12th, as we come to a close, tell us again the times that this will take place.
Okay, Pictures with Santa will be at Ace Hardware in Hillsborough on December 12th. That's a Sunday from 1 to 3.
And then the Tree of Hope event, give us a time frame here on what individuals need to do to make their donations or to be a part of this program.
Okay, to be a part of the Tree of Hope, you can visit Russell Greenwood's American Family Insurance Agency in downtown Hillsborough or A&D Electric in Litchfield, and you can donate $4 to get your family member or pet's name on an ornament, which you can decorate yourself or we can do for you. If you'd like to bring a picture, that can also be hung on the tree. We will also be accepting donations of any kind that would benefit the animals, food, treats, dog beds, blankets, just anything you can think of that we would be able to use for the animals.
And then that goes on from now until the 31st,
yes,
correct?
Yes, yes.
Morgan, it's a pleasure having you on. Thank you so much for your time, and best of luck on your two big projects, and I look forward to our chats in the future.
Thank you.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Morgan Mead from Paws Care of Montgomery County. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Topa Dott.